Now, if you have your Bible, turn this morning to Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. I want to begin reading this morning, if God will be our help, on verse 36. Now, this the theme of this we see is that Jesus is resurrected. He rose from the dead. The two folks from Emmaus, they see Him. He walks with them and talks with them, and he begins to question with them, and they say, well, are you but a stranger here that you don't know what's going on? And He begins to take them back to the book of law and Moses and begin to expound to them the things of God. And they constrain Him to go in with them, and He goes in. And the Bible says that when He broke bread, that they seen Him, amen, they recognized and realized that they was sitting with none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder one day we come to ourselves and realize, praise God, we're sitting and supping with none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And that they run and they go to tell the disciples about what's happening, and they're all gathered together, and they're in Jerusalem, and they're magnifying the precious name of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, and trying to figure out within themselves what's going on. In verse 36, we'll begin reading this morning. And the Bible says, and as they thus spake, Jesus Himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And He said unto them, why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when He had thus spoken, He showed them His hands and His feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, He said unto them, have ye here any meat? And they gave Him a piece of a broiled fish and of a honeycomb. And He took it and did eat before them. And He said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened He their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. Now watch this. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Amen. I will preach this for just a little while this morning, if God will be my help on this song. Brother Andrew, I want to preach on this, the true gospel. I'm afraid we're missing the true gospel. You said what He said? I said what we should be preaching and teaching, what we should be instructing people in, is the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He give us a gospel to take. He give us a gospel to preach. He give us a gospel to believe in. Amen. To believe on today that we might be saved. That God take our old never dying soul, turn us around and point us in the direction that He'd have us to go. Nothing more, nothing less than in the perfect and right and righteous way of God. The Lord just said here, He's speaking to these disciples and they're confused. They don't understand. Like a whole lot of folks in our church today, we just don't get it. Amen. I'll just be honest. I believe there's a whole lot of folks sitting in fundamental independent Bible believing churches today that just don't get it. I mean, it's just going over our head. It's soaring over. And I believe a whole lot of the fault is preacher's fault. Amen. I'll take credit. It's my fault. Because we've not been putting it down where the rubber meets the road and just the true gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. We try to make a simple plan of salvation complicated. Amen? But Jesus said here, He's telling the disciples, they're confused, they don't understand, and the Lord speaks to them here. He said, thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. He said it was necessary that Jesus came down because of the sin and the sinfulness of the world to come down to where it was and to become sin for me and you. He said it was necessary for the Lord to do that. It was necessary for Him to be born over there in Bethlehem to grow up and to be crucified for the sins of the world. He said it was necessary. Amen. Praise God. That be said to be suffering, to rise from the dead the third day. I'm glad, praise God, not only was it necessary for Him to die for our sins, but to get up again. Amen. He got up, praise God, and He come out of there victorious over death and the grave. And because He did, listen, youngins, glory be to God, we can too. Amen. When we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember the story over there? The Bible is talking about that rich young ruler. You remember the story? He comes running to Jesus over there in Mark chapter 10. If you just want to turn over there, I'll just share it with you. This rich young ruler, he comes running to Jesus and he kneels down to him in Mark 10 and 17. And he asks him, he says, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" He said, "What can I do to lay my hands on it that I can get a hold of life and life eternal?" Amen. And Jesus said, "Why callest thou me good? There's only one that's good, and that's God." You know why a whole lot of us, they ain't getting in? Praise God, it's because we don't realize and recognize that there is a God. We don't recognize they is the God of glory, amen. The supreme being, amen. The author and finisher of everything that we see, amen. They is a God, and He's a high and a lofty God. He's a God that's sitting on the throne. He's a God that's looking down upon me and you. He's a God that knows exactly where we're at. He's a God that knows exactly what we need. Amen. He's a God that knows how to supply all of our needs. Amen. There's a God this morning, praise God, who loves us and cares for us. Amen. He's a God this morning that cares for us enough to chasten us and show us when we're going in the wrong direction and put us in the right direction. There is a God this morning, praise God. A God that's high and lifted up, praise God. And we are to reverence Him and respect Him and magnify His name today. Amen. There is a God. Amen. And He is real. Praise God. I like that song. Praise God. He is real. Praise God. He's not a fairy tale. He's not made up. He's still all powerful. Never relinquished not one iota of His power. Amen. He's my God, and He can do all things for all men, women, boys, and girls. Amen. He can come where you're at anytime He needs to. Praise God. Amen. He's coming all the time. He's wanting to speak to you. He's wanting to help you. He's wanting to encourage you. And the Lord says, "Hey, listen, it's Refrain Euler." He said, "What may I do to inherit eternal life?" He said, "Praise God. Just recognize He's a God. He is the God of eternal things." Amen. Glory be to God. Ain't so many people today worried about how this thing's going to do and how it's going to, if the earth's going to burn up or whatever. Praise God. There's a God that's in control of that. Amen. If I didn't believe that, I'd be worried to death. But praise God, I'm not worried to death. Praise God, I'm not worried. Praise God, because I know God's got this. I told you last Sunday, praise God, the sun's up there and it's a burning, a big old ball of fire. Amen. But praise God, God knows exactly what's going on there. What was that? 2,400,000 cubic inches or pounds of energy that's being expounded every second. But yet, praise God, been doing it for 1,000 years and never goes out. Amen. How could that be? There's a God of glory, amen, that holds it in His hands. Praise the Lord. That same God holds me and you this morning. Amen. Bless His holy name. Amen. This rich young ruler, he asked him, he said, "You first thing you got to do is realize that there is a God." Amen. That He's real. And he said, "There's some commandments that He gives you. Some things that we have to go by." And he said, "Oh, yes, sir." He said, "All these I've observed from my youth." Amen. He said, "I've been doing all those things." Praise God. He said, "From my youth and up." Praise the Lord. He said, the thou shalt nots. Amen. And praise God. He said, "Thou shalt not have no other God before me." Amen. That's one of the thou shalt, praise God, of the Word of God. And this, he's telling this young ruler, praise God, he said, "If we ain't careful, we'll get some other gods before us. The little g gods. That'll keep us from getting where we need to be." Amen. Why don't we know that? Because we don't have the gospel. Praise God. We're not being preached the gospel. We don't understand, praise God, that there is a holy God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Jesus told him, he said, and he answered and said, "Master, all these I've observed from my youth." Then Jesus beholded him and loved him. See, the Lord looks at us and He sees where we're at, but yet He loves us. That's amazing. Brother Chris, it's amazing. God looked down on us the way we are, praise God, and love us. I mean, love us with a God, a compassionate love. Amen. Even when we're in the wrong, He still loves us. And He still wants to help us. That's just bigger than me. Amen. But I've said before, if He was big enough for me to understand and figure out, He wouldn't be big enough to be my God. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said, one thing thou likest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me. The Lord says, hey, look, okay, said, I realize what you do. I realize what you're wanting. He said, praise God. He said, the first thing you got to do, He said, amen. He said, you got to get rid of all the stuff, amen, it's holding you back. Amen. He said, you got to repent and believe. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, see, this fellow had he was living in sin. He had a sin of covetousness in his heart. He was coveting those greenbacks. Amen. God help us. He was coveting the thing. He was coveting the financial system of this world. He was looking for money. He was looking for wealth. He was cleaving to those things. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, is it wrong to have money? No, just so we don't make it our God. These folks today that won't go to the house of God because they're out trying to make, they've worked all week and then they volunteer to work Saturday and Sunday to try to make another dollar. Amen. You know what's going to happen with that? It'll go into a bag with holes. Amen. Because they're doing it on Lord's Day, and most people, and let me just say it, most people won't even tithe off of their money. What God's done give, and they're trying to make more and more, and they won't even give back to God that belongs to Him, and they wonder why they can't have nothing. Amen. But praise God, there's a God of glory that'll supply our needs if we'll just trust Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. He tells us, yes, young you. He said, praise God. He said, what you got to do? He said, you just need to repent of your covetousness and follow me. Amen. That's the true gospel today. It's a gospel of repentance. Amen. That's what Jesus said. It's a gospel of repentance. Amen. The whole gospel is a gospel of repentance. Amen. Now just think on that a minute. A gospel of repentance. Who said it? Jesus did. When Jesus began His work in the field, after John Baptist was put in prison, Jesus began His earthly ministry in Mark chapter 1, verse 15. Verse 14 says, now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Amen. Preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. And saying, now listen to what Jesus says. So preacher, you're just saying, no, I'm telling you what Jesus says. He's saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Now listen to what He said. This is what Jesus said. He said, repent ye and believe the gospel. Jesus said, what we've got to do? He said, we've got to repent and believe the gospel. He said, you can't believe the gospel till you repent. Amen. He said, you got to get some things behind. Church, what we got to do is we got to put some things behind us. Amen. For repent of them and forget them. Amen. Repentance is a putting that stuff behind us and not turning back to it like a hog to the waller. Amen. Praise God, it's putting it, it's getting rid of it once and for all with the help of the Lord. Amen. Putting it behind us. See, we've got this thing upside down. You know, we'll come and we'll say, well, you just accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And that's a good thing. We need to do that. Ask the Lord to come into your heart. And we need Him in our hearts. But I want to say, without repentance, praise God, none of those things can happen. Jesus is not going to come into an old, wicked, and defiled temple. Amen. But I got to thinking on this week, and boy, God began to come into my heart, began to convict my soul, praise God, and say, you know what? We need to repent. Amen. Ask God to forgive us. Amen. Of our wickedness, our sinfulness. Praise the Lord. He said in Luke 24, in verse 46, said, it behooved Christ suffer and rise from dead the third day. And verse 47, and said that repentance and remission of sins be preached. Amen. We've missed the mark. I'm sorry, church. I haven't been preaching repentance. That's why God is moving. That's why God seems like He's left the building, because we quit repenting. We quit asking God to forgive us of our sins, praise God, and ask Him to put them behind us, help us to escape our own wickedness. Amen. We can't do it by ourselves. We've got to have Jesus in our heart, amen, to come in and point us where He wants us to go. Help us along our way. We're trying to do it in reversed order. We're trying to ask Jesus in our heart, and it's receive Him as our Savior, praise God, when they sin in the camp. Amen. God can't come in and work in sin and sinful conditions. It just don't work that way. We can ask all day long, but He said we have to have, verse 4 says, we've got to have repentance and remission of sins. Amen. That remission means to put them away, to get rid of them. Amen. Amen. You're getting awful quiet on me. Amen. If you're not living sin, you ought to be shouting. Glory be to God, that's what set me free, Brother David. Amen. Lord, come out and say, yes, preacher, preacher, deliver us, praise God. Amen. When I fell on my face and repented of my sins, then Jesus came in, praise God, made Him my Lord, my Savior, the guide of my life, amen. Praise God, made the difference. Amen. When I come, Brother Dean, and repented of my sins, amen. Praise the Lord. When I fell on my face and I said, oh God, help me. I'm an old sinner exceeding, Lord. Amen. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you never have to do that. I had to do that. I told you I've had to do it. I had to follow my faith. I said, oh God, I'm an old sinner. There's something that's got a hold of me. Hey, my temper is ravaging my body. Lord, I need help. Please forgive me of my temper. Help me, God. Take it away from me.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I begged and agonized for hours on my face before God. I said, oh God, please. Amen. Forgive me of that, Lord, and heal me of my sinfulness. I stayed on my face. I repented. And I said, oh God, I know it's sin. I know it's wickedness. I know it's hard-heartedness. Please, God, forgive me of that. Take it away from me. Amen. Hey, I repented, and there was remission. He grabbed it, and He got rid of it.
Amen.
Amen. The preaching of repentance. Listen, there's something in every one of our lives that's keeping us from a right relationship with God, and we just need to repent.
Amen.
Need to come clean before God. Fall on our face and say, oh God, forgive me, a sinner.
Amen.
Amen. That's the only thing God will hear from no sinner. Do you know that? Amen. When we're living in sin, the only thing He'll hear is, God, forgive me. You say, well, preacher, should we call out our sin? Call it out.
Amen.
Recognize it before God. Say, Lord, here it is. I'm laying it out here, Lord. I need help. He knows it already, right? Amen. The Lord already knows where you're at. He knows what's got a hold of you, what keeps dragging you back into the pit. And He said, hey, just confess it. Amen. Come and repent of it.
He said, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You know what it says in Romans 10? He said, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation.
We confess that sin, praise God. We bring it down before God. Say, Lord, I know, I realize through the help of the Word of God, I realize where I am.
Amen.
And we say, Lord, forgive me an old sinner. Oh, God, just call it out. Say, Lord, forgive me, Heaven Father, for having a bad attitude. See, a lot of times we'll say, well, you know, we need to come, an old drunkard needs to repent of being an old drunkard. Say, God, forgive me of being an alcoholic.
Amen.
They say, well, it's a sickness. Yeah, it's sin sickness. And we just need to come and say, oh God, forgive me for being a drunkard, Lord, for altering my mind instead of getting it fixed on You. Forgive me. And put it behind us.
Amen.
You'll continue on in it. These folks that's caught up in drug addiction. Amen. They say, hey Lord, please forgive me an old sinner and this vile wickedness that's got a hold of me.
I wonder how many people, I know a lot of people I've talked to, in prison, they think, praise God, they've turned over a new leaf. Most time they get jailhouse religion. Yeah. They know exactly what to say. They get out, praise God, and when they get out in the world, listen, that side of the leaf's just as dirty and vile as the side that they had before. But praise God, when they get on their face before God and they say, God, forgive me an old sinner. Amen. They repent. They call, Lord, help take this drug addiction, this sin sickness away from me. Amen. You talk about giving God something to work with. Amen. See, the devil won't like that. The devil says, oh, just keep back to yourself. Nobody needs to know. But let me just say this. God already knows. He knows that sickness that's got a hold of you. And it's easy to say, well, you know, that old drunkard, he needs to repent of that. That old drug addict, they need to repent of that. But what about that old hard, that cold hard-heartedness? Amen? Are you listening? That old cold, callous hard-heartedness that we have. That old pridefulness that holds us up, amen, and won't let us bow the knee. Amen. What about the sinfulness of pride and coldness toward God? Amen. If we ever want to shout again, praise God, we're going to have to get on our face. We're going to have to do this thing right. Amen. He said, repent and get our sin behind us so we can go on for the glory of God. Amen. So, oh God, help me, forgive me of my old bitterness. Amen. Forgive me of my wrong attitude, Lord. Amen. Lord, I've had a wrong attitude. I've had a contrite attitude. You ever think a bad attitude could be a sin? Huh? It is when it pushes folks away and away from God. See, we're supposed to be a peculiar people. Amen? We're supposed to be set aside for the glory of God. When folks look down on us, they're supposed to not see us. They're supposed to see God and God-likeness. Amen. God help us, praise God, to get on our face and repent. Amen. Call on Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To forgive us our sin. To cover them. Put them behind us, Lord. And He'll do that when we call on, when we cry out. Remember when Jesus began His ministry and He says, I must needs go through Samaria. And He went up there and He was by the well, Brother Chris. And His disciples went off to get some bread, get them a morsel of bread, something to eat. And Jesus was there by the well. He wasn't there by accident. He was there on purpose. Because He done told him down there, He said, I must needs go through Samaria. And He's waiting there at the well that morning. And you know the story. About noontime, here comes a little lady with her pitcher. She come down there to the well to get her some water because she was of ill repute. Amen? None of the other ladies stuff, they snubbed her, they high-hatted her, they had nothing to do with her. But Jesus was waiting for her at the well. Amen? He began to expound things. He said, hey, I've got the water of life. She said, give me that water of life that I might live and not have to come hither to draw. Yeah. He said, just go. He said, go up there and get your husband and come on down here. Yeah. And I'll just give you that water. Yeah, amen. She said, Lord, I ain't got no husband. He said, you've said right. Yeah. He said, you've had five husbands and the man you shacked up with today ain't your husband. Amen. He said, just repent. Yeah. Amen. He said, you've got to get rid of that. Praise God. You know what happened? Bible said she left her water pot at the well. Amen. Amen. When she wanted that water of life, praise God, she said, okay, Lord, I get the picture. Amen. And she went away, praise God, with her heart full of overflowing, and she told the whole village. And they come to see Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Repentance unto good works. Amen. We don't do nothing for God as a church because we don't repent of our sins, our wickedness, our own haughtiness. Praise God. Jesus was going through the city and there's a man called Zacchaeus. Remember the story of Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus was a tax collector. And he collected more than he was due. He practiced thievery. Amen. Jesus got a hold of Zacchaeus' heart. Glory be to God. He said, don't take more than you're supposed to. Don't you charge him more than you're supposed to charge. Amen. Zacchaeus heard that. He heard the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Heard the word of God. Amen. Amen. Said the Bible says that the Lord went over to Zacchaeus' house Pray God, Zacchaeus out. He said, Lord, he said, if I've robbed anybody, he said, I'm going to pay it back with interest. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, what did he do? Praise God. He took an old thief and rascal, praise God, who confessed his sin, repented of his sin, and gave him generosity in his soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then we have this rich young ruler. Amen. Jesus brings it to his attention that he is a God. He said, there's no other God that's greater than our God. Amen. And he said, if you want to inherit eternal life, he said, you want to be partakers in the kingdom of God, praise God. He said, you need to sell all you have. Amen. You know what he said, Brother Andrew? He said, repent of your covetousness. Amen. He said, get rid of your covetousness and follow me. Amen. He said, get rid of it. He said, repent of it. Put it behind you, the remission of your sins. And follow me. Amen. Praise God. What did the Bible say that he did? The Bible said he went away sad because he had great possessions. God help our hearts. What are we holding on to? Praise God. It's keeping us from seeing the Lord high and lifted up. Amen. Jesus' ministry. He ministered a ministry of repentance unto good work. Remission. Put him behind you. Praise the Lord. For the glory of God. Amen. Bless his heart. Without repentance, none of these things come to place. You see, it's easy to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. It's easy to say, well, I'm going to ask Jesus into my heart. You can do all those things without any form of repentance. But what you get is just an emptiness. Hello? Without repenting of our sin, praise God, there's just an emptiness that God can't step in and fill. Amen. God help us in the morning. You're awful quiet. Amen. Must be some sin in the camp. Must be something that's holding you back. Must be something from keeping us moving on for the glory of God. Amen. Praise God, we just need to repent of it and call upon the Lord. Amen. This rich young ruler turned right back to his lust, to his riches, instead of turning to the Lord. See, there's a whole lot of folks today with like this rich young ruler, and he wouldn't have no problem. He wouldn't have no problem calling out to the Lord. Asking the Lord to be his personal Savior. He wouldn't have no problem with asking the Lord to come into his heart. Huh? But he had problem with asking when the Lord told him, repent of your covetousness. Amen. That was the hard part. Amen. But the Lord said, and before we can get the touch of God on our hearts or lives, we've got to repent of those things that's keeping us back. Amen. When Jesus sent them out to preach, praise God, he sent them out to preach the repentance. Amen. He preached repentance. In Mark chapter 1, verse 15, he said, repent ye and believe the gospel. John Baptist said, he told the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes, he said, bring forth repentance, bring forth that's meat for repentance. Amen. He said, show me the proof. Amen. So let's see the proof that you've repented. What have you put behind you? What have you got rid of? We want to use God. We want to use Lord Jesus Christ like a crutch. When we get in trouble, boy, we'll come and we'll say, oh God, I need you. I need your help. But we've got so much baggage that we're carrying around that we've never repented of. And we want God to step in, wade through that old filth and mire and mess and muck of our lives and to touch us again, amen, with His mighty hands. I'm going to tell you, God ain't going to do that. Amen. God will try to lift you down. He'll try to pull you up out of it. That's what He's trying to do this morning. He's trying to reach down and get a hold of you. And man, He's got hold of you. He'll pull you out, praise God. But we need to be reaching up. Amen. Saying, forgive me, Father. Praise God. Help me, Lord. Amen. He'll reach down and pull you up out of that, praise God. And you can repent and say, oh, God, thank you, Lord, for forgiving. Amen. God, help me in my sinfulness. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is shouting preaching. Glory be to God. I would God I had somebody preach like this to me all the time. Yep. Amen. I like it. Yep. Hey, glory to God. Yep. Amen. Somebody gets something from God from the throne of grace and speaks it to my heart. Praise God. And helps my never dying soul to realize where I'm at so I can get help. Glory be to God. Yep. Amen. Yep. I like it. That's what we need. We're living in our easy believism. Oh, just ask Jesus to save. Ask Him come in your heart and never repent. God's not in a million miles of that. We got to repent and believe on the blood and believe the gospel. Lord Jesus Christ, He wants to help us. Amen. It's a gospel of repentance. Look at Acts chapter 2. Remember on the day of Pentecost, in Acts chapter 2, in verse 27, notice what the Bible, or verse 37, he says, "Now when they heard this," he's talking about the people that was there at Pentecost, he's preaching. He said, "When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter to the rest of the apostles." Now the Holy Ghost of God was a-dealing. Amen. Just like He does with me and you. He's pricking our heart, showing us where we're wrong and how we can be, tell us how we can be right. Praise God. And they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" What did Peter say? He say, "Accept Jesus as your Savior. Ask Jesus to come into your heart." See, we do that way too often. They said that, listen to what Peter said. He said, "Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins." Amen. He said, repent of your sinfulness. Repent of the sin that's in your life. Amen. And be baptized. He said, put it behind you. Say, you know what? I'm not looking back at that. I'm going with God. Amen. That's the true gospel today. It's not hard. Just repent of our sinfulness. Ask God to forgive us of our wickedness. The things that we do because of lust of this flesh. Amen. On over in Acts chapter 3, Peter was preaching to those folks. In verse 19, watch what he says. Verse 8, he said, "But those things which God before hath showed by the mouth of all His prophets, that Christ should suffer, He hath so fulfilled." Verse 19, he said, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." He said, God's wanting to pass out blessings, but if you don't repent of your sinfulness, you can't get none. Amen. That may not be good English, but it's truth from God. Amen. We have to repent of our sinfulness. Peter said at Pentecost, he said it, praise God, in the temple before the lame man. Praise God, he said, how in the world could this man be healed? He was lame from his birth. He said, praise God, he called a repentance toward God. Amen, in the touch of God, the blessings of the Lord that God has given us. Amen. Praise God. Ain't nothing wrong with, listen, ain't nothing wrong with repenting. When we mess up, praise God, if you're a child of God, hey, number one, if you're a child of God, you've had to repent, amen, in order to become a child of God. If you've just bowed on there and said, Lord, I want You to come in my heart, I want You to be my Savior, that's not enough. We have to confess our sin, praise God. We have to repent the Lord. Confess them, repent and say, Lord God, I'm sorry. Now, I'm not talking about a jailhouse religion where you're sorry because you got caught. I'm talking about a godly sorrow because you realize that there is a God and you broke His heart. You're going in the wrong direction and you need to be turned around. Amen. Praise God. Glory be to God. I tell you what, very seldom do you see people making that change. Praise God. I'm so proud of Veronica, what she's doing. Amen. What God's doing in her life and she's allowing God to do. Amen. Praise God. I appreciate that. I appreciate God moving and her listening. Praise the Lord. I'm proud of her. I'm proud of all these folks, praise God, and letting God help them. They're getting in, praise God. They're repenting of their sin, praise God. And God's moving in a major fashion. Amen. Praise the Lord. But see, today it's so easy. Amen. We confess our sins and we ask forgiveness. But where's the repentance? How many times do we come to altar and we know that we have sin in the camp? We know that we have sin in our lives. You say, well, preacher, the way I look at it, it's my sin. It's not affecting nobody else. You could be no farther from the truth. That could be no farther from the truth. If any one of us have sin in our life, praise God, that we're holding on to, that we will not repent of and forsake and to the remission of our sin, praise God, it's going to affect us all. It'll affect the whole body because we are one. Amen. Praise God, because if you've lost your joy in the Lord because of some little old petty sin that we're hanging on to, praise God, we can't have worship together. We can't praise God together like we ought to. Hey man, it's kind of like me trying to go out and do me and Brother Chris doing our maintenance work, praise God, and with our pinky smashed to pieces. Huh? That hand that pinky's on, it's going to be tender. It's not going to be able to get where it needs to get and do what it needs to do. Amen. And we won't be efficient again with it till that pinky heals. Amen. That's kind of a crude analogy, but that's true. Amen. So we've all got to get it. You know why they had such a blessing? Because in the upper room, they were all in one mind and one accord. They was looking for the power of God to come down because it had been promised. Amen. They was up there. You say, well, they was praying for that power. No, I believe, Brother John, they said, forgive me, God, a sinner. I believe they found them a corner, praise God. And they said, oh, God, forgive me of my sin, whatever it was. And they was getting help from God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless His holy name. Praise God. Repentance and remission of sins. Praise His name. But today we say, well, you know, it's easy to believe as well. Just ask God to come in your heart. Ask Him to forgive you. Amen. I believe we ought to call out and say, God, forgive me. Whatever that sin is. Call it out and say, praise God. He said, Jesus said, repent ye. Praise God. Repent ye. He said, you repent. Amen. We look across congregation, we say, boy, I know what he's been doing, but he needs to repent. Preacher, give a call. Why ain't he up there? Well, from that attitude, you ought to be up here with him. Maybe you need to go by and get him by tap on the shoulder and say, come on, I'll go with you. Amen. Glory be to God. Things have changed at the house of God. Things have changed at your house. Amen. But we go on and we try to just add things to this. We say, well, you know, we'll ask God to come in our heart. We'll ask Him to become our personal Savior. And then, you know, if it fits in okay, then we'll try to move into virtuous living. Amen. Brother David was a teaching on that this morning, done such an eloquent job of teaching on Peter this morning. We'll try to bring that virtue into our life, that obedience unto truth. Amen. And to cover that up, Brother Chris, what we'll do, say, well, you know, I'm just a baby Christ. I'm a carnal Christian. I'm a little carnal, but that's okay. People understand the carnality, you know, the fleshliness that I walk around in. The fleshliness that I live in. See, and you say, well, preacher, that is a problem. Yeah, it's a great big problem. Paul had that problem. You say, well, there you go, preacher. Said, we're not better than old Paul the apostle. No, we're not no better. We have to get help the same way he did. Amen. We have to come for the Lord before the Lord and ask God to help us. Look over in Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7, Paul's saying this, and he's been speaking to the Lord, and he said that sin shouldn't reign in us. But verse 14, he said, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Amen. Paul said, they something got a hold of my flesh. And he said, I can't seem to shake it. He said, that I would, I do not. And that I would not, he said, that I do. He said, I'm trying my best to do right. But he said, they something that's got a hold of my flesh and it's dragging me in the wrong direction all the time. He said, it seems like I'm dying down in my soul. He said, I can't get no satisfaction. He said, I can't get no help. He said, I look under the law and praise God. All it does is just show me how bad I really am. He says in verse 24, he said, oh, wretched man that I am. Watch what he said. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He said, something's got a grip on my flesh and it's dragging me down. He said, hey, listen, God. He said, I repent of my own fleshliness and God, I need your help. He says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. He said, glory be to God. He said, I'm carnal, sold under sin, praise God. But he said, thanks be to God. Amen. And I'm not bound up in the flesh. I'm bound up in the Savior. Amen. Glory be to God. See, when we repent of our sin, Paul said, my flesh is what gives me a fit. He said, God, help me with my flesh. Amen. Who can deliver me from this body of death? He said, just like I got an old stinking, rotten, putrefied body on my back and I can't shake it. But he said, Jesus Christ, praise God, He come along, takes that old sinfulness off of us and gets rid of it. Praise the Lord. Brother Don, He delivers. Praise heaven, praise God. Even from, but you see, if we ain't careful, we get caught up in this and we say, well, you know, like I say, look, I'm just a carnal Christian. You know, I'm trying to advance a little at a time. Amen. You know that old, that woman at the well, she would have loved to have been able to use that. She said, well, Lord, you know how this flesh is. And, you know, I like men, so I'm just going to keep having my men. And Ozacchaeus, he said, well, Lord, I know I'm a thief, but I like that money coming in. I like to have a steady income. I like to exceed that I'm supposed to have. That rich young ruler, he said, well, Lord, I lust for that dollar, but I've got to hang on to it. You know, I'm a carnal Christian. I'm just carnal. I'm just a follower in my flesh. But God says, hey, we're not supposed to follow our flesh, praise God. We're supposed to repent of what our flesh is doing and ask God to forgive us and come into our heart and take it away. Amen. He said, repent for the remission, to get rid of it. Unload it, praise God. Like a dump truck, praise God. Throw the backup alarm out. Back up, praise God. Dump it out. Glory be to God. Repent of it and go on for the glory of God. Amen. Don't back up under the bends of sinfulness no more. Then you find you a new place to go, new people to see, and a new attitude in your walk. Amen. The true gospel this morning, praise God, is a gospel of repentance. Amen. It's repent. The Bible said that He said, repent or perish. Amen. The gospel, the true gospel this morning, is a, you say, well, preacher, this ain't been much of a shout message. It is for me. Praise God, I repented of my sinfulness. God's moved in my heart. He's taken up His abode. He lives in me. Amen. He goes with me wherever I go. When I start to do something I ought to do, praise God, He throws up an alarm beacon, alarm light, alarm siren down in my soul. Amen. And I live, praise God, I live all my days in joy of the Lord. You say, you never have no hard days. I have a lot of hard. You aren't trying to preach the gospel. The devil told me this morning, he said, don't preach that. People will get mad. If they get mad because I love you and I want you to know the truth, you'll just have to get mad. But don't get mad at me. Get mad at the devil. Because the devil's the one that's telling you to get mad at me. But I love you this morning, praise God, church. Hey, let's every one of us have to repent of our own sinfulness. Amen. Brother Andrew can't repent for Brother James or Brother Chris. Amen. We can't repent for somebody else. We have to call out to God for ourselves. Say, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. Forgive me of this sin. Lift me above it, God. Amen. Put it behind me, Lord. And believe. He said, repent and believe the gospel. Amen. He said, in order to have, you have to believe. He said, so we repent and ask God to forgive us of our sinfulness. Put it behind us. Believing that the Lord Jesus Christ will take that away and He'll put something in far better. Amen. 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 I'm talking about joy unspeakable. Praise God, to overflood our soul and give us a deep settled peace even in the time of trials. Amen. But He's telling us today, He's telling me and you today, the first thing we got to do, amen, the true gospel speaking our heart is repent. And ask God to forgive us and to help us this morning. Amen. True gospel is repentance. What we should be preaching is repentance. Repent. Amen. Something's wrong in your life. You're doing something you know is wrong. Repent. Amen. What does that mean? Is, you know why we can't repent? Because we don't know who God is. We don't realize that God is real. And He loves us and He's there to help us at every turn. And when we repent of those things, it's destroying our lives. Amen. See, the devil will hold you in your misery as long as he can. He hopes he can hold you there so he can kill you and take you out of here so you can die and go to hell lost without God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that's pretty harsh talk. That's the truth. Paul goes on in verse 8, he said, there's no condemnation to them that love the Lord, but walking in the Spirit. Why? Because they've been forgiven. They've repented. Been forgiven, praise God. Been put behind. He said, cast as far as the east is from the west. God forgot about that. Amen. He's helping you to move on for His glory. Amen. But what we got to do is repent. The true gospel is a gospel of repentance. Repenting unto God. Amen. Of what we of the things that's wrong in our life that God's revealed to us already. God's already revealed to you that you don't need that. He's revealed to you that He wants to help you with that. Amen. All we have to do is come and say, Lord God, forgive me of this sin. Call it out. Say, Lord, it could be anything. Whatever it is, God's already brought it to your attention. He's brought it to your attention, and He's probably brought it back to your attention this morning. And He says, if you'll come and repent of that, He said, put that behind you, praise God. Just forget about that. Turn from that. He said, praise God, I'll help you from here on out. I'll give you the strength that you need, as even from the throne of grace. Amen. But we have to repent of our sins. Amen. We got to repent. You have to repent. I have to repent. Amen. Say, God, please help me, a sinner. But you know what the problem is? Our pridefulness, we don't want to admit that we're a sinner. Everybody else is sinners. Exceeding sinner, 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 sinner. But I don't like to point a finger at me and say a sinner. But you know what? I'm a sinner exceeding. I'm like old Paul. I'm just no wicked sinner needing of a Savior. And praise God, Brother Bill, when I say, God, forgive me of my sin, God, would you please take away my temper? God, put in me a temperate temper. Praise God. You know what? God moved in. He done a work in me. I'm amazed at it. I know where I used to be. I know what I used to do. I know how I used to act and react. But God took that away from me. I'm not the man I used to be. Glory be to God, I'm going to keep repenting because I'm not the man I'm going to be either.